in Science Integrity, looking out of window one, I think I may have misreported earlier saying that it was Tycho going over the horizon. That was Copernicus I was referring to. Apologies. It was Copernicus is what is farthest bounding to the east, and that is now like on the horizon or just past it. And Korolev is now a few degrees from going over the horizon. And then, you know, next it'll be Aristarchus. Aristarchus plateau. And so on the west, we are getting a much better view of the Terminator. It looks like we have about 80% illumination of the moon. And Vavilov, and one Vavilov diameter to the west is where the Terminator is right now. And so other features are starting to peek out there. The center of the illuminated part of the moon is to the lower part is Oriental. And just around Oriental, a lot of light structure is starting to show up. A lot of high albedo, similar to feature, I cannot remember, Burgess Alpha, and Aristarchus type high albedo in the ring. So when you look at the interior ring and the external ring, it's almost as if the edges are starting to dry up and turn white. If it was something that was wet and not dry, the edges would be the part to dry first. You just kind of outline all the topography in the interior of that wall is like it was dusted with chalk or started to dry, or maybe dusted with snow. If this was the Earth, I would say there was snow dumped on some of the ridges on the interior of the rings of Oriental. Also, an interesting part of the discussion that I heard between Reed and Jeremy is that from Glishko to Grimaldi, there are two dark features there that look like commas, but in the wrong direction. But there's also a lot of interestingness, just a lot of geometry and squiggles and dots and lines that are starting to stand out as more small features come into view. And there also is a lot of variation in albedo. In some of those, the two dark features, for example, have on the southern edge of the larger one, the one that's further to the south, is a very dark, the one albedo, like the southern and western part of Grimaldi. And the one to the north, closer to Glishko, is also that same dark albedo. And then around them, there are some very high albedo spots.